Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. Today is April 6, 2016, and you are listening to Your Financial Choices, also available online at yourfinancialchoices.com, and you can listen each and every week at wdiy.org. The markets were up today, the Dow closing at 17,716, the NASDAQ at 4920, and the S&P at 2066. Tonight, we can also take listeners' tax questions. I know it's the pledge drive, and as regular listeners know, I take this challenge personally. I like all of the Your Financial Choices listeners to show your support for the station and the show by calling in during this hour. I would really appreciate it. And again, as many of you know, I usually put out a challenge myself, which is $250. I will write a check at the end of the show if we get pledges of at least $500. So we'll be talking to you about that more as we go through the show. But start calling now. We get that $500 done right away. That would be great. The number for pledges and questions is the same, 610-758-8810. And if you do have questions, tax questions in particular, we're trying to help folks get those answered so you can get your tax returns filed. We do have a little bit of time left before filing date, which is actually April 18th this year. In my mind, I'm trying to say it's April 15th so that I can kind of have a little breathing room from the 16th, 17th, and 18th. But I think I'm going to need those 3 days. So if you have questions, you can call in, and we have someone in Pledge Central who will take down your question. So you just let them know you have a question for Lori, and they'll write it down. Judy Ann and Lori, Catanzaro are in there, and they will write the question down and bring it into the studio, and I'll answer it off air. But I'll answer it on air, but you'll be off air. So again, if you have questions, tonight would be the night to call in, because next week we're not going to be here. I'll be doing tax returns. And the week after that, we're going to have a couple pre-recorded shows. We're going to be taking a little bit of a break. So tonight would be the night if you have questions. 610-758-8810. What are we talking about in between? We're going to talk about what happens if you don't have the money to pay your tax return, to pay your taxes with your tax return. What do you do? What are some of the kind of last minute items that we need to address? How do we prepare for making sure that we have our taxes paid in the future? And talking about estimates a little bit, ways to pay your taxes. So I'll start going through some of that information as we move along here. So again, it is our pledge drive, and I would like to encourage Your Financial Choice listeners to show your support for the show by calling in at 610-758-8810 or going online at wdiy.org and making a pledge. So let's talk about what happens if you can't get your tax return done in time, or sometimes people think, I don't have the money to pay, so I'm not going to file it. Well, we always want you to file your return, but if you don't think you have all the information gathered, or there might be some pieces that, may have been missing, you were just waiting for that last piece, or you're just stressed out and can't get it done, go ahead and file an extension. I think there's this stigma about filing an extension. A lot of people think that only certain people qualify to file an extension, or if I file an extension, that the IRS will audit me, or that it, means some horrible thing. It really, really doesn't. It's not a problem to file an extension. What happens, though, people sometimes think it's an extension of time to pay as well. And that is not the case. It's not an extension of time to pay. It's an extension of time to file. So what you want to do is have a good idea of what taxes you owe by April 15th so that you can make a payment with your extension. So you go to file that extension, you send in a check, and write down that it's for your 1040 for 2015, maybe you have to extend your Pennsylvania return as well, and you would write a check for Pennsylvania. and write on there for your extension. Typically, if you file a federal extension, it will automatically extend your state return as well. I think there might be a couple states where that's not the case, so you want to be careful if you have returns that you have to file for outside of Pennsylvania. But if you owe, you definitely have to send in a payment as well for Pennsylvania, and then you might want to go ahead and fill out the Pennsylvania extension, which I think is Form 276. It's nice when you have software and it does it automatically for you when you check the box for extensions. So again, very easy to file for an extension. Some people aren't used to the new rules, which in the old days, you could file two extensions. You'd file an extension for 4 months. I believe it was 4 months until August 18th. You know, it would be like from April 15th to August 15th. And then you could do an additional extension of time to file for 2 months. So then it would extend it to October 15th. Well, they no longer require us to do those two extensions. It's just automatically a one-time six-month extension. And that six-month extension is for 1040s. For things like trust returns, we only get a five-month extension, which frankly leaves me a little confused sometimes. So if you don't think you're going to have all the information to file your return, or you're going to be away, you're on vacation, you just can't deal with it right now, just make sure that you have your taxes paid in or estimated how much you're going to owe, and write your check and send that in with your extension. Because again, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay. The form we use to file for an extension is 4868, Form 4868. And then Pennsylvania, again, will piggyback off that. But if you have to send in a payment, it's, I believe it's the Form 276. So one of the things you want to make sure, though, during the year, so that you're not in a tight situation owing the IRS on April 15th and in a panic of, you know, how are you going to pay it, you want to try to see if you can make sure that you have your taxes covered already. So let's go back in time a little bit and say for 2015, what might you have been able to do to not be in a situation where you're surprised and owe a lot of money? Well, a couple things. You want to do planning. You want to make sure that you know what kind of income you have. Many of us, you know, have the same job year after year and same kind of income. Well, you pretty much have it covered. But occasionally you have people who have unusual transactions, and you can't always know what impact that's going to have on your tax return. So we highly recommend doing some planning ahead of time. And I'll talk about that in just a minute, because we're going to come up on our first little break here, and we are going to talk about our pledge drive, I'm sure. And I want to remind everyone about my challenge I have on the board, which is I will write a check for $250 tonight when I leave if we get $500 worth of pledges, at least. I don't want to limit it, but at least $500 worth of pledges during this hour. Seamus, back to you.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
This is WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org, serving the Lehigh Valley. You're listening to Your Financial Choices during our 2016 Spring Pledge Drive. We're trying to get you to call 610-758-8810 or go online to WDIY.org to support all the great programming like Your Financial Choices. And if you want to take advantage of Lori's generous challenge offer that's on the table, then now's the time we need to hear from you, because as all program-oriented challenges go, that disappears at the end of the show. So get your pledge in now and take advantage of that. All we need to do is raise $500 in this next hour, and we'll get an extra, a bonus check from Lori. And that will help go towards the programming here on WDIY. Let's take advantage of this and support all the great programming here in WDIY's 21st anniversary year. the very first pledge drive since we increased our power in December 2015. So now 88.1 FM is reaching 250 additional square miles. It's an incredibly exciting time for us here at the station.
It's wonderful. And we want to make sure that those people who are in that broad and listening area know about corporate matching programs as well, so that if you call in and make a pledge to get this challenge from me, you can actually amp up that donation that you're making by going to your corporate employer who may match your contribution as well.
That's right. It's a great way to get a double benefit, really. And we accept there's a whole bunch of matching employers here in the Lehigh Valley. Companies like Crayola, like Air Products and Chemicals, like Hewlett-Packard, Highmark Blue Shield, JP Morgan Chase, Merck. I mean, there's so many. So it's really worth it to go to your employer and check whether they provide matching gifts as well. And that way you can help support WDIY with your gift, and then your employer helps it go that little extra mile.
That sounds like a great deal.
So let's take advantage of Lori's offer. She has that $500 challenge on the table. If we hit the $500, she'll provide an extra $250 to the station. Take advantage of that right now at 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
Thank you, Seamus. So folks, you're listening to Your Financial Choices. We're talking about some tax topics tonight. You can still call in and make your pledge, but also ask questions. That's the beauty of this program. You can call in and ask questions, and you'll get answers. The phone number is 610-758-8810. If you do have a question, just let the people in Pledge Central know that you have a question for the show. We'll write it down, they'll bring it into the studio, and then you listen for the answer. So again, that's 610-758-8810. And I really would love if our loyal listeners of Your Financial Choices help me meet this goal that I have. We usually do, and I'm usually crying at the end of the hour because I'm so proud of my loyal listeners calling in and making their pledges. $500 is, you know, five people doing $100. And, you know, it's a tax deduction. So that's really, really great. Another thing which I'm going to talk about, I was going to talk about a little bit later in the show, but I might as well mention it now because I think this is something that's really important. Since we are talking about the pledge drive, we're talking about charitable giving. WDIY is a nonprofit. And this is something that I've been seeing and watching. I love playing with tax returns, folks, because for people who are 70 and a half or older, this can make such a difference for you. If you're 70 and a half or older and you are taking required minimum distributions from an IRA, the Congress passed legislation last year which has made permanent the ability for you folks to take money out of your IRA directly for your favorite charity, and you don't have to report that in your income. Let me see if I can help you picture why this is so great. For example, I had someone doing their tax return, someone who's still working, trying to make ends meet, but she's very, very charitable, wonderful, wonderful person. And she gets Social Security, but she also works, and she also gives $2,500 to the church. She gives $2,500 cash to the church, you know, checks and stuff. She itemizes her deductions. But as a single person, her standard deduction is like $7,300. When she itemizes, her itemized deductions are about $7,500. So she benefits by about $200 deduction by itemizing. Well, remember, I said in that itemizing, $2,500 of it was money to charity. So of the $7,500 itemized deduction, $2,500 of it was to charity. Well, if her standard deduction is $7,300 and she wants to give $2,500 to charity, and instead of taking her $2,500 required minimum distribution, as it so happens to be, that's exactly what it was, $2,500 required minimum distribution, instead of taking it out, putting it in her bank account, and writing a check, she says to the IRA custodian, please write a check to my church for $2,500. She gets the check, she delivers it to the church, and she says, here's my contribution for the year, all in one check. Boom, done. At tax time, she goes to file her tax return. She has a 1099-R from the custodian of her IRA. It shows that there's $2,500 distribution. She says to me, Lori, yes, there's a $2,500 distribution, but I gave that distribution to the church. So I subtract it. I say she made a qualified charitable distribution, a QCD. So now on page one, she no longer has the $2,500 of IRA distribution. We also don't have the $2,500 to include in her itemized deductions. But who cares? Her standard deduction is $7,300. We only lost $200 there. We gained an extra $2,300 of deduction by removing that income off page one. Are you following me? So then guess what else happened on this return? She also had taxable Social Security. Social Security is taxed based on how much other income you have. By reducing the IRA income on page one by $2,500, we reduced the amount included in her taxable Social Security. It ended up saving her in taxes, and now I'm going off memory here, I think it ended up saving her $1,600 in taxes, because in essence, we took about $4,000 off of her income on page one. Okay? So that sounds like a great, great deal. So I can talk more about that. If you have questions, it's an amazing little tool. So people who use standard deduction now, who are giving money to charity, who are over 70 and a half, you really, really, and have required minimum distributions, you really, really need to think about this technique. Okay, I had a question come in from Albert in Macungie. He said, should they file an extension? Wife paid $7,000 last year per schooling, and the form employer sent for tax purposes was only for $3,500. So she had a master's program. She had tuition. She paid $7,000 for tuition, and the employer sent for tax purposes was only $3,500. Albert, that makes it sound to me like the employer reimbursed her for some of her tuition. And then you also wrote employer, which is the school district, is supposed to pay the entire amount. They won't get amended form in time. Well, they paid the $7,000. You guys paid the $7,000. The employer reimbursed $3,500. I'm thinking, is it going to be a wash? Does it matter? So I don't think they would have included it in income if she provided the expenses. So if it's not included in the income, I would not take a deduction for it. Normally, you cannot take a deduction for tuition that is being reimbursed or has been reimbursed. And if you say, well, they only reimbursed us for $3,500, so we can claim the other $3,500, well, the next year you're going to get reimbursed, so you know, you'd have to now claim it as income. There's a timing problem there. So I wouldn't try to claim a tuition deduction, and I expect that that should wash its way out. Okay, Albert, but thanks for calling in with the question. I appreciate it. Folks, if you do have questions, you can call in at 610-758-8810. You can call in, give your question to Judy Ann or Lori. And if you would like to pledge money, will take those calls too. And you can also do that online at wdiy.org. Seamus, do you have more to tell us?
That's right, Lori. We are waiting for your calls now at 610-758-8810. If you'd like to ask a question for Lori, you can do that. But we also need to stay on track and make sure that we can stick around and keep bringing you great programs like Your Financial Choices day in and day out throughout the week, throughout the year. And that's what we are here at WDIY. We're your community resource, and we're here for you 24/7. There's not a time of day where we're off air or anything like that. We're always bringing you either handpicked music, local public affairs, or NPR news. And we're here because of you. As a member-supported station, we're only here because your support has been there to allow us to do all these great things. We want to continue that, and we hope that you can support us right now. And supporting us right now is great because you can take advantage of Lori's challenge on the table. You can make your pledge go even further by allowing us to raise $500 for this edition of Your Financial Choices. Once that happens, Lori will kick in an extra $250 to the station's pledge drive. And that would really be an amazing thing. Lori is very generous to provide this again. And we hope that you'll take advantage of that and call 610-758-8810 with your pledge of support, or go online to wdiy.org. And there's a number of different ways you can support the station. Supporting us for just $10 a month might not seem like a lot to you, but it helps us out tremendously. It's all those individual memberships that add up over time throughout the year that allow WDIY to keep bringing you all this great programming. A basic membership is just $60 for the year. That makes a big difference too. And one of the things, too, that we should mention are the great giveaways that we have just for this pledge drive. If you pledge your support now, if you become a member, renew your membership, or just make an additional gift, you're going to be entered into a couple of different drawings here. We have a Weyerbacher goodie bag, first of all. Our great partners at Weyerbacher have generously provided these goodie bags. They have a six-pack of assorted beers. They have T-shirts, hats, bottle openers. So this is a really great package for the craft beer lovers out there. Weyerbacher, a fantastic partner based in Easton. So they're Lehigh Valley local boys, and we love them and their support of the station. So this is a great way we have to give back to you, as well as tickets to the Sands Bethlehem Event Center's performances of the Doobie Brothers and Don Rickles. So we have those coming up. That you'll be entered for those as well if you pledge now with your support. And you need to do that during the drive, though, to take advantage of this. 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. I can come and tell you a little bit more about those concerts later on. But I think the main thing we want to drive home here is to take advantage of this great offer that Lori has on the table, the challenge, and keep these programs here on WDIY around for a long time.
Seamus, can I ask you a question? If we get pledges of $500 tonight, I'm going to write this check for $250. If someone calls in and said, I can do the $10 a month on my credit card, that would be $120. Does that count toward the $500?
Yes. If you pledge your support for $10 per month, for example, then we will count that as $120 towards the goal of this program tonight and $120 towards the overall goal of the drive. So we have that opportunity there. So if you choose to be a sustainer, which is a really convenient way to support the station every month, that's what's going to happen. $5 per month, you'll be providing $60 towards this goal. $10 per month, you'll be providing $120 towards this goal.
Okay, great, Seamus. Folks, I hope that you call in and show the support for your financial choices. My listeners have always come through for me, and I get to the point, if you wait till the end of the show, I just start begging and making you feel really guilty. So save me, spare me that, because I'm on vapors as we're entering the end of tax season. And I hope that over the past couple months that there's been a lot of valuable information that we've shared on this program, Your Financial Choices. And I am happy to be here every week, happy to be a resource for the community, and but also love, you know, what goes around comes around. And hopefully if you've benefited, that you'll also call in with a pledge to our number 610-758-8810 or through wdiy.org. I want to write that check for $250 tonight before I leave, and I have never not written that check. So $500, that's what we need. It'd be really nice if someone just called in and gave $500. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about trying to avoid on April 15th owing tons of money. So we want to make sure that you do your planning during the year and that you can anticipate what your taxes might be so that you can either cover them through withholdings or estimated tax payments. And what a lot of people don't realize is that it is a pay-as-you-go tax system. If you find out at the end of the year, let's say you, at the end of November, you're doing your planning and you realize, oh, shoot, I didn't have enough income tax withheld. What am I going to do? I'm going to have penalties for underpayment. You can adjust your withholdings. You can have your employer take out extra amounts on your pay stub or on your paycheck each pay period. And the IRS deems withholdings to be made evenly throughout the year. So that is a great way to catch up. So that involves a little bit of planning, but you want to make sure you're doing that. And for people who don't have withholdings, you could do that through a pension, through Social Security, through an IRA distribution. I've had people just say, I need a $3,000 IRA distribution all going to taxes. That works. That's a way that then it can be treated as done evenly throughout the year. For people who don't have those resources, you know, either pay, wages, Social Security, pensions, IRAs, you can do quarterly payments. So you just want to be smart about setting up those quarterly payments. And sometimes we have people front load them. And then if you don't need to make extra, we just have you skip the last maybe fourth quarter, something like that. So lots of ways to plan around your taxes. We had a call from Jeff in Nazareth. He said, how can I fund my son's IRA? Can I give him money for it? He works. He's an adult living on his own. Not a lot of cash, so dad wants to fund it. Well, I think it's wonderful. And a lot of parents who have the ability to do this are lucky kids benefit from it. So I think it's wonderful. And what you would do is you could either write a check to the custodian for him, and that might be the safest way, because if you write the check to him personally, you're never sure if it's going to make it right there. I'm sure it would make it there. But so let's say your son has an IRA at, you know, XYZ custodian. You could just write the check, XYZ custodian, and then in the memo you write for benefit of your son's name. And then you also want to designate the year it's for. So if this is for 2015, you would write 2015 IRA contribution and his name, maybe his Social Security number if it's going to be a check from you, just so that the custodian doesn't get confused. Or maybe there's going to be a submission form that you could use to send in with it. But it's easy enough. And when people worry about, oh, should I gift money to my children? Is it too much or can I do it? And what tax reporting obligations do I have? There aren't any tax reporting obligations if you're funding just an IRA and nothing else, because it's under $14,000. And each of us can gift to any one person $14,000. If you're married, you can do 28 to one person. So when I said 6,000, the IRA contribution is $5,000 for under 50 and an extra $1,000 if you're over 50. So that's where I came up with the $6,000. And you have until the tax due date to make that contribution. So you have until April 18th, but I never push it that far. You want to make sure you do it a little earlier. So maybe April 10th or something like that. Just make sure it gets in and dated and stamped and make the contribution. It's wonderful. I think it's nice of dad to help. It's nice that parents can help their children when they can. That's what we all strive to do, or at least that's what we used to do in the old days. So what else are we doing today? We're talking about our pledge drive. Seamus?
Thanks, Lori. We are in day number 3 of our spring pledge drive. 610-758-8810. That's the number we need for your support of WDIY. You can also give online at wdiy.org. And right now, the number to call for questions is also 610-758-8810. You can call up and let the answerer know whether you want to ask a question, give a gift, or maybe both. Hopefully both. That would be great. Now is a great time to contribute, because Lori has laid this challenge on the table just for this hour of your financial choices. So this is going away at 7 o'clock, and we really would like to take advantage of this. If we can raise $500 by the end of your financial choices, then Lori will generously provide us with $250 towards our spring pledge drive. And that every little bit counts. Every individual membership helps us get towards our goal. Every challenge, like the one that Lori is putting up, gets us towards our goal. This is incredibly important, and we hope you'll help us take advantage of this right now by calling 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. We've already heard from one member in Nazareth.
Yay.
Who has contributed to that. So we are getting closer to our goal, but we still need to hear from a few more people out there to get us towards that $500 goal. 610-758-8810, wdiy.org. And you could take advantage of many of the ways that we can give back. But one of the great ways, one of the great benefits that you have throughout the year as a WDIY member is you get to take advantage of our free member ticket giveaway. So every Sunday, if you're a member of WDIY, you're going to get an email in your inbox, and it's going to have all sorts of offers for Lehigh Valley concerts, film screenings, different kind of events. And we have a giveaway every single Sunday, and lots of people take advantage of this. Lots of the members take advantage of this. This has been one of the most popular features we've done for membership in the past few years. And we've given away lots of great tickets to venues like the Music Fest Cafe at Arts Quest, like the Mockchunk Opera House, like the State Theater in Easton. So these are really high-quality shows at beautiful, gorgeous venues here in the Lehigh Valley. And these are what we're giving away every Sunday. We're giving away all sorts of concerts and events every Sunday. So if you think about the kind of events that we give away, well, they could be $40, $50 for a pair of tickets. So with a membership of $60, that's our basic membership level, you've already paid for your membership if you get just one pair of tickets throughout the year. I think that makes good financial sense as we're talking about finances here during your financial choices. Or you could become a sustainer, $10 a month. That will get you signed up for the weekly free ticket email. One of the ways we can say thank you, but we hope you'll support us because we're here for you, providing you the news and information and music you listen to and enjoy every day. 610-758-8810, WDIY.org. Let's thank you on the air. Let's get to that challenge that Lori laid out, the $500 challenge. We have half an hour left, and we hope we hear from you, and we hope we get that challenge.
My begging's going to start pretty soon. thank you, Jeff from Nazareth, for the question, and our person from Nazareth, who might have been Jeff as well, for the pledge. I appreciate it. I'm faithful to this station, WDIY. Listen to it every morning coming in, and it's why I might peripherally seem informed, because as we go through our day, we're so busy doing so many other things. It's a great way to catch the news in the morning, at the end of the night, when you're on your ride home. I know that's where most of you pick up the show. So if you're a new person listening, WDIY.org. We certainly would like to see those pledges come in during this hour, because I want to write that check for $250. So please call in 610-758-8810. Also, I'm not going to be here next week, and we're going to have a couple pre-recorded shows over the next couple weeks. If you have tax questions, tonight would be the night to call and ask the tax question, because I'll do my best to answer them. If you can't catch us tonight, you can go through the website, yourfinancialchoices.com, and I'll do my best to get your questions answered there as well. As far as folks who owe taxes, maybe you find out you owe taxes. What does the IRS say? I got some information off the IRS website, and their first tip for people who owe taxes is pay your tax bill. So that's kind of funny, because we wouldn't be looking it up if we thought we could pay it. But so that's a tip. If you owe taxes, pay them. You can use something called IRS Direct Pay. Now, some of this is new. I'm not as aware of some of these things. The best way to pay your taxes is with if, for example, you couldn't pay them and then you get a notice, you can go on the IRS Direct Pay tool. They say it's safe, easy, and free, a free way to pay from your checking or savings account. The tool walks you through five simple steps to pay your tax in one online session. You just have to click on Pay Your Tax Bill. So you can get to all of these tips on the IRS website, irs.gov. They also offer a short-term extension to pay. So remember I told you filing extension is not an extension of time to pay, but the IRS will give you this little option. It said you may qualify. So that's the little secret part, folks, because you might think you're going to qualify for 120-day extension. Don't get that in your head until you read all the rules. You may qualify for extra time to pay your taxes if you can pay in full in 120 days or less. You can pay online or apply online at irs.gov for this. So if you received a bill from the IRS, you can also call the phone number listed on the bill. And then there's other information, ways to contact them. But I tell you, I had a client today who tried to call the IRS, and he waited and waited and waited, and they acted like they were going to come. And then finally he got a message that said, "We're too busy. Goodbye." And, you know, that was the end of the call. So going online seems to be a good option these days. You could also apply for a monthly payment plan. That is for folks who owe $50,000 or less and need more time to pay. You can apply for an online payment agreement on irs.gov. A direct debit payment plan is what they say your best option. It's lower cost, hassle-free way to pay. So there are going to be some affiliated costs with delaying payment of tax beyond the due date. So there is a setup fee for this monthly payment plan as well. There are no reminders, no missed payments, and no checks to write and mail because it's just automatic. It's directly debited. You could also use Form 9465 installment agreement request to set up a payment plan. You can do an offer in compromise that lets you settle your tax debt for less than the full amount that you owe. That may be an option if you can't pay your tax in full, but you really have to show, I think, financial hardship. So there's some pre-qualifier tools. So don't think that you're going to be able to hang your hat on that either if you just kind of, you know, were delinquent in paying your taxes. So the last item, which is one of the items I just talked about, to start with, was changing your withholding or your estimated taxes. You want to avoid owing the IRS in future years by making sure that you have your payments all caught up, either through withholding or through quarterly payments. So try to do that and do that planning. So even while you're doing your 2015 tax return, that is the best time to say, what do we think 2016 is going to look like? I was just talking with a young couple last night, very successful young couple. They were just so upset they owe $20,000. But when we looked under the hood to see why on earth did they owe $20,000, well, the husband makes a lot of money and the wife not as much, like not even a third of what the husband makes. And when we looked at the withholdings for the wife were, I think, it was just about 10% of her wages. So if she makes $70,000 and they're withholding $7,000 and he makes $360,000, well, when we add her $70,000 to his $360,000, you get the picture. We're talking about a very successful young couple that weren't earning this kind of money 4 years ago. So it just kind of took them by surprise. But what we discovered was she had not kind of filled out her W-4 form in such a way that they withhold enough tax. So surprise, surprise, they owe this extra money. So we went through what they might want to do. And the options were to update the W-4 with your employer. So many of us go to work, fill out a W-4, work for a company for 15 years, and never look at the W-4 ever again. So you want to update your W-4 if your withholdings are getting a little out of whack. Sometimes people will set themselves up for estimated tax payments, making quarterly payments, and maybe they, you know, forget to pay them. Well, if you have an option of doing withholdings, that's a little safer because it's kind of done automatically and you don't have to think about it. So for people with pensions, it's a W-4P, P as in Paul, that you would update. And Social Security also lets us make withholdings. With Social Security, though, it's a particular percent that you have to select. And I don't recall what they are off the top of my head. Maybe it's like 12, 15, or 20. There's only, or 13, 15, or 20. There's only a particular percent you can choose for that. But great ways to make sure your taxes are covered kind of in an automatic way so that you don't miss and have penalties and then you're surprised and all of a sudden you owe $20,000 and the $20,000 turns into $25,000 because you can't make the payments or something like that. And then they start applying penalties and interest and all kinds of crazy things. Sometimes the interest isn't so bad if you're just off a little bit, but if you didn't make one of the safe harbors, meaning paying in enough, then they're going to charge you a little bit more interest. Seamus, are we ready for another little pledge beg? I want $500. Are we there yet? This is it.
We are not there quite yet.
I know it's a beautiful night, but we're inside. So I think the people could get out of their cars, go inside their house and call 610-758-8810. Send in $500 so I can write a check for $250. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
There is some activity in Pledge Central, though. So Yay. We've had some activity there. We'll have an update for you very shortly about that. But we hope that we can hit that goal by the end of your financial choices. So we have until 7 o'clock, until we come up on In the Tradition tonight, to get that $500. And that will trigger a $250 donation, a $250 challenge, right from Lori to the station during our spring drive. That's going to go right back into the programs. It's going to go right back into your financial choices, all the great handpicked music, the NPR news shows. That is what your membership dollars are doing as well. That's why we're looking to hear from you right now at 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
Now, do we have some other kind of win-wins for our listeners who are pledging tonight? It's not just that we're going to get the challenge that I've put out there, but did I hear something about Cops and Kids?
That's right. Cops and Kids is a great organization. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but we've worked with them in the past. They are a great nonprofit organization supported by the community, much like WDIY. And the chapter right here in the Lehigh Valley is doing some great work. They are fostering children's literacy. They are promoting better relationships between police officers and kids. And they're holding events throughout the year. They're always out there holding these great events, and they're putting books directly into the hands of children. And that's such a great thing to have from an early age, to encourage children to read, set them on a good educational path, and just really help their future. So what we have here is a great partnership between Weyerbacher Brewing Company, Cops and Kids of the Lehigh Valley, and WDIY. And here's how it works just for the spring pledge drive. For every $100 that WDIY is able to raise, we're going to get 3 books into the hands of children through Cops and Kids. Now, this is great. Your pledge is really doing double work here. It's going that extra distance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the great thing about this partnership is, thanks to Weyerbacher, everything you donate to WDIY stays with WDIY. So say you get a $120 membership gift for the whole year. All $120 is staying with the station and going into the programming. And then Weyerbacher takes care of that additional donation to Cops and Kids. So this is a great benefit. It allows your membership dollars to go further. It's a great community benefit for your membership donation to WDIY. But it's only around right now during the spring pledge drive. So we need to hear from you now if you want to take advantage of this and Lori's great offer for the $250 at 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. And Lori, we're getting some thank yous. Activity.
Yay!
So we
Make
have,
me proud.
Yes. So we have a renewing, sustaining member, Tom of Center Valley. So thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
And we have Mike from Walnutport, who took advantage of being a sustainer as well.
Thank you, Mike.
So thank you, Mike and Tom. We're going to have to check to see if that puts us over the $500 goal or not. but we still want to encourage you right now. If you're listening, we still need your support at 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
Yeah, we're not going to cap it. But hey, you know, there was one time we were doing this pledge drive and it was all women calling in. And I was like, hey, go girls. Where are the guys? Well, tonight I'm going to say, hey, girls, where are you? Because we got all the guys calling in. Thank you very much. So we had Tom and Mike and a caller from Nazareth. So we really, really appreciate that. You know, in the financial world, we talk about compounding, and I'm always telling folks, you know, start saving young, save for your retirement, as Jeff was going to do for his son, put money into the IRA, and it starts working for you so that you don't have to work as hard because your money starts working for you. It's compounding. And that's what these pledges are doing too. They're compounding, but they're compounding in giving back to others as well. And doesn't that make us feel better when we do that? So we get the $500 worth of donations. Then we're not going to cap that, but let's say we have five at 100. Then we're going to have 15 books that we're going to give to Cops and Kids through Weyerbacher. I'm going to put in $250 before I leave. Then the folks who made the contributions, if they itemize their deductions, they get a tax break from the government. That's always good. And if you are someone who's 70 and a half or older, you may not be able to whip it out right now, but you could always do a charitable contribution out of your IRA and have the check sent directly to wdiy.org. And I bet if they called and pledged that they would do that, maybe we could count them tonight. So if someone is 70 and a half or older, maybe they could call in and say, hey, I'll send a check for $250 out of my IRA to WDIY. Something to think about. Ooh. So, folks, lots of ways to save, lots of ways to give back. And Seamus, do we have to take another break or should I go back into the show?
No, I would just mention also, and we did talk about this a little earlier, that the employers do match some of the donations as well. So
there's another one.
Another way that you can even make your pledge to benefit the station even more.
Snowballs in April. So let's do it, folks. Almost the end of the show, and I'm not quite begging or crying yet. So thank you, though, loyal listeners. I really appreciate it. 610-758-8810. And if you have questions, we can do that as well. And I think we have one more announcement. I just want to say it. Let's just keep the mojo going.
We do have another thank you to give. Mary Ellen from Bethlehem gave an extra gift. Thank you so much, Mary Ellen. And we will be back very shortly. We're coming to the last few minutes of Your Financial Choices, but we'll be back very shortly with an updated tally for the hour.
Yes, because we have to see if we have the $500 and whether I have to resort to, you know, further begging. Mary Ellen, thanks so much. Go girls. Okay, folks. So we are kind of wrapping up the tax season here. If you have questions and we weren't able to get to them tonight because of, you know, the pledge drive and everything, feel free to shoot me an email through yourfinancialchoices.com. And I am pretty good about answering those quickly. And I don't bug you afterwards either. Some people worry that, oh, I'm going to be following up and things like that. I don't. I mean, I send you the answer, but I don't, you know, stalk you or anything like that. We are teaching here, education purposes at Your Financial Choices, because it can make such a difference in your financial life to kind of be aware of some of the strategies that are available that so many people may be able to go to financial advisors and pay for, and some of us can't afford financial advisors. So we do what we can. Thanks to Valley National for sponsoring this show. So we do what we can to kind of help make financial literacy awareness for many, many people. And I always feel like there's so many times there's something we didn't know that may have caused financial difficulty or maybe not the best outcome from a financial decision. And it's because we didn't have all the information. So that's one of the reasons why I love doing the show. I like people to know. I also love doing research and learning and knowing as much as I can. And I'm the first to say I don't know everything, which is why it's such a joy to do the show, because if I don't know something, I do a show on it and I get to research it. Can't remember everything all the time, but at least I know where to go to look things up and things like that. So again, folks, we're talking, what if you're not ready to file your tax return by April 15th or April 18th this year in this case? We want to make sure you either file an extension, or sometimes people will say, I'm not going to file because I don't have the money to pay. Well, if you don't have the money to pay, even with the extension, and you have everything completed on the return, you can still file the return, because the IRS will assess penalties and interest for underpayment, which isn't as bad as failure to file. You do not want to be in a position where you have failure to file penalties. So you want to make sure, if you have all your information but you're just in a position where you can't pay the tax, file your return, send the IRS a little love note saying, I don't have the money, or you go online to their website and you can apply for a 120-day extension to pay your taxes. If you need more time than that, then there are other agreements that you can complete. You just do all of that online, number of different ways. Do you know that you can also pay with a credit card, which I know I had heard about that, but I've actually never seen anyone do it. So I think you can do a credit card. I saw it somewhere. I think they had said they take like Visa, MasterCard, maybe even American Express. I can't get my hands on it right now. I had printed it off because I was flabbergasted. But something to think about. Lots of ways to take care of those things. So file for an extension, but pay with the extension, or file your tax return and ask for a little extra time to pay if necessary. I'm still looking for my little notes on how to pay. That was just interesting. All right, folks, if you have questions, I think at this point you might have to email them to me at yourfinancialchoices.com. We are still taking questions, you know, if we could squeeze them in, at 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. So I did want to make sure that I talked about the qualified charitable distribution. That is another way to kind of do some pre-planning or planning for 2016. So here's the what I want to point out. Number one, here's your flags for anyone who's listening, and tell your parents if they're there and you help take care of them. People who are over 70 and a half have required minimum distributions. This is a flag for you. Then the next question, are they charitable? That's the second flag. Are they charitable? Do they itemize deductions? That's another flag. If they don't itemize deductions and they're charitable, this is huge. So you want to make sure that if someone is over 70 and a half, has required minimum distributions out of an IRA, is charitable, and doesn't itemize, that they might want to seriously consider doing their charitable contributions through their IRA, not through their bank account, not writing a check. You actually have to ask the custodian to, you have to typically fill out a form, ask the custodian to make the check payable to the charity. Chances are they're going to mail it to you, and then you go deliver it to the church or the charity, and then you'll not report that income on page one of your return. That is absolutely tax savings if you are someone who is paying taxes. If you're in a 25% tax bracket and you do $1,000 to your church, even just having the $1,000 go out of your IRA is going to save you $250. That is nothing to sneeze at. You just want to make sure you do it all the right way, and then keep a little slip and receipt, because you might not remember the next April when you get your 1099-R showing the $1,000 distribution, that indeed you did not take that distribution, that you gave it to the charity. You also need to know that it doesn't have to be the whole required minimum distribution. It doesn't have to be the same amount as the required minimum distribution. It just can't be more than $100,000. So if you're someone with $1 million IRA and a $200,000 required minimum distribution, well, it wouldn't be that high, but you could do $100,000. All right. We had a question from Mary Ellen in Bethlehem. Great. Glad to be a resource here, Mary Ellen. She said, chronic 2 to 3 year late filer, and she is comfortable with that. She and her employer received letters from the IRS demanding her withholding be lowered. Now she'll have to be on time. Why are they targeting her? Well, that's interesting. So she's a late filer, but it sounds to me like what she might be doing, Mary Ellen, would be you have high withholding so that you always have a refund so that you don't have to worry about filing. That's something else. Let me throw out there, folks. If you have refunds on your returns anymore all the time, the IRS isn't, you know, they don't care if you don't file because after 3 years, they're going to keep your refund. So if you're just 2 years late and you have a refund, penalties and interest are always assessed on the tax due. If there's no tax due, then they're not going to assess penalties and interest. So this is interesting, though, that why she and her employer would both receive a letter from the IRS. Frankly, I would be suspicious of that. I've never heard of that. So the IRS demands her withholding be lowered. I have never heard of that. I don't understand that, Mary Ellen. That is really interesting. I'd be suspicious of the letter, but that you both got one is what is kind of making me think, well, maybe it is legitimate. But I don't see why they would force you to file if you have refunds every year. I could see where you'd be getting into trouble if you owed money, but if you have refunds, I am not understanding what the problem would be or why the IRS would care, unless they don't want to pay you the interest. I don't know, but so you then say that you'll have to be on time. Why are they targeting you? Again, it doesn't make sense to me, Mary Ellen. I've not heard of that. I've not heard of the IRS sending letters to anyone. And I am not sure why your employer would, go with that. I'd want to see the letters, frankly. I'm not sure that the IRS can force them to do that. So interesting, very interesting. This is why it's fun to do these shows, because you hear all of these great stories. But I hope that we helped tonight with finding some answers to people. But Seamus, I want to know, did we reach $500 yet?
Well, Lori, let me first give a thank you to Eileen in Bethlehem. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen.
So I'm pleased to announce that yes, we have met our goal for this show for the hour.
Yes, and I'm not desperately begging. Thank you so much, listeners and girls, because now Eileen came through.
Yes.
And guys, thanks everybody. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. Yes, so that you've triggered an extra $250 from Lori to the Spring Pledge Drive here at WDIY.
Yay.
So this helps us along in this hour and
oops, sorry. We just have another one. George is renewing. Can I throw that in?
Sure. Yes. We were just handed another thank you. George, thank you so much for also contributing to this. And we have done very well. Thank you for the response tonight, Your Financial Choices fans. This is day number 3 of our Spring Pledge Drive. The number to call with your support is 610-758-8810. Or you can go online to wdiy.org. Your support is essential to keeping programs like Your Financial Choices on the air, because when you listen to WDIY and you hear the host say, we're listener supported, we're member supported, that's what it means. We really mean that. We would not be here without you. So your support really does matter, and every single membership matters. So consider becoming a member at $120 for the year, or maybe $10 per month is something you can budget. And that will allow the station to keep bringing you great programs like Your Financial Choices.
And can I mention, too, before we sign off, because I do have to sign off with my regular sign-off that I say every week. But I also want to remind folks that I won't be here next week, and we're going to run a couple recorded shows. But that's the other beautiful thing about WDIY. If you ever miss a show, you can go and listen to podcast of prior shows. It's all available on the website. So I do want to remind folks that you have to remember to pay attention, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. And thank you so much, listeners. You came through for me. I'm so proud of you. I really, really am proud of you. And I thank all of you for calling in. And I'm going to go write a check for $250.
You're listening to WDIY Allentown. Coming up next, In the Tradition, with Tom Druckenmiller.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A big win in Wisconsin for Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders yesterday, though not clear as whether the momentum will carry forward into some upcoming contest. Sanders beat out rival Hillary Clinton. NPR's Tamara Keith is covering the Democratic race.